Do you have people in your life that you really don't like? Maybe you work with some of them. This is Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. Today, I'm talking about how we can love people we really don't like. And yes, even Christians have people in their lives that they do not like. I know of no scriptural directive which commands us to like everyone, but there are many verses that tell us to love other people. Here are just a few. 1 John 4:21, "And this commandment we have from God, that the one who loves God should love his brother also." 1 John 4:8, "The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." Jesus said, "Love your enemies, for if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them." And from Leviticus 19:18, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." In fact, Jesus said there are two great and primary commandments, and simply put, they are love God and love people. In fact, Jesus said that all the commandments hang on these two commandments. They are foundational to our faith. Well, it's easy to say, right? Love God, love people. But when you run into unlikable people, you feel like you've hit the spiritual brick wall. Since you cannot like them, you usually conclude that you cannot love them either, right? Isn't it true that we just naturally think you have to like someone before you can love them? Like is the first step, the beginning of love. So how can you love someone you don't like? Well, part of the problem is that love has different definitions and we sometimes just get them confused. In the Bible, we find three types of love in the original language. The first is philos, which is the love we have toward friends and family and other people. Philos love is what Paul describes in Romans 12:10, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." Then there's eros love, which is a more physical form of love. It's the kind of love shared between a husband and wife, hopefully accompanied by philos love as well. And then there is agape love, which is the unconditional love that God has for you and me. Nothing you do can change how God loves you. Ephesians 2:4-5 describes this agape love. "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." This is love which loves because its own inherent nature is to love. That's why the Bible says God is love. Love is who he is. The kind of love that we need in order to love people we don't like is this agape love. Now, agape love is not a feeling. We can love with agape love without the feelings, whether they are present or absent, whether they are good or bad, whether this love is reciprocated or not, because it's not a feeling. Agape love is an action. That's how it's described always in Scripture. The Bible tells us that we know that God loves us because he sent his Son into the world to redeem us. We know that Jesus loves us because he gave his life for us. The Bible says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man give his life for a friend." And God says that he will know that we love him if we keep his commandments. God's kind of love is an action, not a feeling. Now, let me tell you, that's really good news, because it means that we can love people toward whom we do not necessarily have good feelings. You can love people toward whom you have no feelings at all. Since love is an action, you can obey God's command to love everyone. Well, 1 Corinthians 13 is a good place to look for a practical description of love. A few of these are patience. When you act with patience toward someone, you're loving them. Now, keep in mind that love is not a feeling, so we don't have to feel patient. Can you remember acting with patience even when you did not feel patient? Well, that's agape love. Kindness. When you feel like saying something sarcastic or cutty or angry, but instead you say something kind, that's a love action. Not jealous. When you refuse to behave jealously or possessively, you're showing love. Love has good manners. Just plain courtesy is a love action. How often we forget good manners, like not interrupting others when they're talking or letting others go ahead of us, just simple things like that. Well, those are love actions. Unselfish. Agape love acts in an unselfish manner without pursuing selfish advantage or trampling over others in trying to get where you want to go. Remember, you don't have to feel unselfish. You only have to act unselfish. Endurance. When other people have given up and left, agape love will still be there, hanging in with someone. It will endure all things. It will keep listening to someone, even when you think you cannot listen to another word from that person. Now, these are just a few of the many love actions that are available to us. We can choose these love actions anytime we want to. Others would include gentleness and compassion, tolerance, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, God's love to us is not based on how He feels about us. He may be, and I'm sure often is, very displeased with us individually, and yet His love and His goodness toward us are constant. Therefore, He does not require us to have good feelings toward everyone, but rather to act in love toward everyone. So write it on a piece of paper and tape it to your mirror or your desk or over your sink or put it on your screensaver, wherever you will see it often. Love is not a feeling. Love is an action. You don't have to like someone to love them. Webster defines like as to feel an attraction, tenderness, or affection for someone. We say, "I like you because," and we list the things we like about that person. To love someone we don't particularly like, we have to be willing to say, "I love you in spite of the things about you that I may not like." You don't have to feel guilty about not liking everyone. Of course, you don't say that to them in person, but you say that to yourself. "I like you in spite of." I'm sure there were people Jesus did not like. Have you ever read what He said to the religious hypocrites of His day? He said they were of their father, the devil. He called them whited sepulchers. That's pretty direct. I don't think He liked them very much at all. In fact, He made it clear that He did not like the way they were behaving. But I know He loved them because He was willing to die for them. And love is not necessarily a feeling. Love is an action, His kind of love. So this is our responsibility to love others, whether or not we like them. And what is love? Love is an action. Paul said in his letter to the Romans that the Holy Spirit who was given to us has poured out the love of God within our hearts. That's Romans 5:5. I want you to think about God's love for you. John wrote, "To us, the greatest demonstration of God's love for us has been His sending His only Son in the world to give us life through Him." We see real love, not in the fact that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to make personal atonement for our sins. It could not be clearer, could it? Remember, God loves those people you don't like just as much as He loves you. Remember how He loves you even when you're not very lovable? That's the beginning of learning how to love other people, even those you may not like so much. It came as a real breakthrough for me when I was having difficulty with a boss that I used to work for. He was not likable, let's put it that way. And I found him disgusting sometimes and arrogant. And the Holy Spirit just said to me, it was almost audible. It was so clear. "I love him as much as I love you." And you know, I had never thought about that before. And I sat down and I thought, "Really? He's not very attractive and you love him as much as you love me?" You know, I thought, "You don't have really good taste here. He's not lovable." But it made me realize that God's love is to everyone, and He loves us all the same. And therefore, we can love people that we don't find necessarily attractive. Now, a prerequisite to developing love actions toward those unlikable people in your life is to pray for them. Sincerely, regularly pray for their welfare. As much as you know about them, pray in detail for them. Ask God to show you what love actions to take toward them, and pray for them a lot. Jesus taught us to pray for our enemies and those who despitefully use us. And then as you think about each of these people you don't like, decide which love action would be appropriate. Does one require a lot of patience? Maybe one requires compassion or just hanging in there, endurance. Then just set your will to act with those love actions toward those people. A good friend shared how God had put her in a job with people she just didn't like very much. So she applied for a promotion, looking forward to moving away from those people, and the selection process narrowed down to her and one other person, but she did not get the job. And at first she was angry at not being selected until she realized that God had left her in that job in order to teach her how to love those people she did not like. So she began what she called Project Love, and she looked for ways to develop relationships with those unlikable people. Her method was to invite them to have lunch with her treat, and she began to build bridges to these people and develop relationships with them. And of course, in doing that, she discovered they had burdens and problems, and they discovered she was a caring person. A few months later, she got that promotion she wanted, but she still kept in touch with those unlikable people that she had purposed to love, and several of them have turned to her for help in troubled times. In fact, one now considers her a very close friend, and this is the woman who was most rude and unkind to her before. What a good idea. Project Love. She didn't just sit there and fume because she didn't get the promotion and she had to work with these unlikable people. She saw it as a directive from the hand of God. I've left you here for a purpose. Maybe you could use her method and start to find ways to reach out to those unlikable people with the love of Jesus Christ. Remember, this kind of love is not necessarily a feeling, right? It is the unconditional love God gives you and then empowers you to give it to others. What miracles we could see if we'd be willing to love some people we don't like so very much. How can you be sure that love isn't a feeling? Well, God commands you to love, and since feelings can't be commanded, love can't be a feeling. I can't order you to be happy right now because feelings cannot be commanded. But I could command you to sit down or stand still or walk over here, and you could easily do it because those are actions you can do regardless of your feelings. So when God tells us we are to love others, He isn't talking about trying to conjure up some fake feelings towards someone we don't particularly like. He's talking about how you treat people, what you do for them, how you respond to them. That's because with God, love is an action, not necessarily a feeling. We've designed a new sign, Love is an Action, with 1 John 4:21, and we would love for you to have this as a way to remind you that love is an action. You'll find it on our website. So please go there and just print it out and put it in places to remind you. Or let us know. We'd be glad to mail the sign to you. We've made one up to help you remember that you can, through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, you can love people you don't even like. And who knows? You may start to like them.
Thanks, Mary, for this helpful reminder that love is a verb, an action word, not necessarily a feeling. The sign Mary offered is available now on our website, or contact us through our website and we'll mail it to you. You can also call us at 630-462-0552. I also invite you to join our Tuesday evening Zoom Bible study, where Mary's topic now is improving your relationships. You can join in anytime with women from across the country as we consider what the Bible has to say about the many relationships in our lives. Just register on our website, christianworkingwoman.org, and we'll send you the link and the handouts for each lesson. There's no charge, but you do need to register. I'm Julie Bastide. Thanks for joining us today on The Christian Working Woman with Mary Lohman.